All set?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It kind of frightened me when the, when, you know.
Why?
Oh, I was expecting that.
Oh. No. I don't know. I don't know. There's been some more, like, yelling and stuff. It's really annoying.
I had to get the double barrel shotgun out.
My mom's like, oh, well, I don't see why you have to go tell everyone whatever, you know. And I'm like, well, that probably, you know, shows that you know you're doing something wrong if you are ashamed to have other people hear about it. And I don't know, it just went on and on.
You read The Broken Cord, didn't you?
It's still here in my room, and it's, like, lying on the...
The book sucked, okay, but there's one scene from The Broken Cord. It just reminds me perfectly of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think they called the weekend of the Senate Hearings Committee,
mm-hmm.
because they were trying to instill in their kid the workings of the government, and he's too stupid to get it. I mean, it's not really the kid's fault, but that's how the kid is. I mean, he's just literally too stupid to comprehend that, okay?
Yeah.
And they spent the entire weekend trying to teach the kid about how, you know, just the basic framework of the government, okay? You know, excuse me?
Alexi Poo.
Sorry. Well, that's for their recording. You know, like how...
What?
Yeah, you know, like how a bill becomes a law, stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right. Very simple stuff that I learned in seventh grade, and I still know today. Okay. And they would just try to teach the kid that. And they spent the entire weekend trying to teach the kid this, and he just could not grasp it. Okay.
So what are you saying?
No, I'm not just saying anything. It's just the way the parents were spending the entire weekend doing this. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Yeah, and then at the end, the kid, he takes a test, he fails, and then the teacher writes home, I told you you were supposed to help your kid with the test.
Oh.
You know, and the parents are like, fuck you, you know.
Right. Well, my brother finished this paper. It's 6 pages long.
6 pages?
But you know what? Like, it has, there's a list of... like, things, whatever, like, criteria.
Yeah.
That the teacher, like, you know, whatever, like, here, I'll go find the piece of paper.
Oh, boy.
Well, the first part was all the stuff that he had to do before that was due, such as the,
thesis.
His outline, his thesis, you know, he gets, certain, like, 5 points for his thesis or five points for his outline.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, up till now, he has, like, a certain number out of 50 points.
What does he have out of 50 points?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But
are we looking at something high or something pretty low?
Oh, it should be high, I guess. Fairly high. But then, like, his final, like, the final paper
yeah.
that he hands in, that's worth another 50 points. And...
well, he could get a 75.
Right. So, well, he, like, content is worth 14 points. There's, like, it says...
only 14 points?
Yeah, I know. Well, it says, like... you know, in that, there's valid thesis, sophistication of research, comprehension of material, and accuracy.
So we'll probably get a 6.
Why?
From what you've been telling me...
yeah, I guess a teacher won't like his thesis so much, but... no, I think...
oh, well, see, no,
he doesn't understand.
I mean, the thesis alone, no offense, in my eyes, I think that's a prize-winning thesis, okay? Yes, you can say I am tooting my own horn, but... I'm proud of that thesis.
Forget it. You're dumb. Anyways, the next part is citation and sources, and that's worth 8 points.
Easy stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it's like use of parenthetical citations and says appropriate nature of material cited. Now, my brother's going to definitely get points taken off on that because...
what?
Because he, like, had quotes in his paper that were, like, 10 lines long or whatever just because he didn't feel like putting book words into his own words. And so he just quoted them and whatever, but I didn't bother, like...
How many citations does he have for a 6-page paper?
I'm not sure. Maybe like 10 or so.
Well,
it's not. No, they're not bad. They're not like. Well, Only because when I wrote the first three pages, they were, I had maybe four in there, and they were, like, very valid. So I did use maybe four or five even. Anyways, so then there's evidence of using multiple sources, successful depth of research, accurate bibliography skills. And then the next one is overall directions, which is details. We get a new Monopoly game, so my sister's showing me all the pieces, even though I know what they all are already. Oh, except the boat. We get a boat. I never saw a boat before. Wow. Wait, what is it? Wait, what does the boat take the place of? The wheelbarrow, maybe? Oh, and there's also a little cannon guy. There's no wheelbarrow. Yeah, there's a wheelbarrow.
Is there a battleship?
Yeah. No, there's not a problem. Yeah, so anyways. And after that is, like, in overall directions, that's worth 5 points. And there's details, which is, like, paper. Like, what, I don't know, what kind of paper he uses. And the font and spacing margins.
Oh, my God. That was always the crap. I think of any teacher I ever had, there's one teacher that like, pitched a big bitch about that stuff. And you know what happened to me one time?
What?
He said for your heading, you had to do name, class, date.
Oh, well, she doesn't have things like that. She just... Like, she just means, like, you know, have a reasonable have reasonable size margins, reasonable size font.
Yeah.
You know, just as long as you don't have, like, size 20 font, you know, whatever, because you want to make the thing long. But then also in that is length.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, so length is 3/5 of a point. Whatever. It's, like, one, you know, because, like, length is under overall directions. Overall directions is only 5 points. And it's, you know, there's three things.
So you should not be looking at that out of a green, then.
I don't know. And then, hello? Stupid. Oh, whatever. And then there's mechanics, like spelling, grammar, transition sentences, coherence of ideas, unity of paragraphs and report as a whole. That shouldn't be too bad. Like, spelling and grammar is no problem, because I took care of that.
Uh-huh.
Transition sentences, so-so, depends. Like, the thing that I kept telling him not to do, because he'd be like, another example of humanism is this. Another example is this. Yeah, like, the beginning of every paragraph. And I'm like, you can't do that. But then, and, like, another thing, because the last part where 10 points is style creativity, and it has varied sentence beginnings and lengths,
uh-huh.
the vocabulary usage, interests, avoidance of redundancies. So, and, like, one thing, he talked about... What was it? Some painting. I don't know. Some religious painting. And he goes, he writes, like, the Jesus Christ in Michelangelo's painting is blah, blah, blah. The Jesus Christ in the painting is blah, blah. The Jesus Christ in the painting is whatever, like, three different things, you know, but they all started out with that. Which is, I'm like, Brian, what are you doing? I don't know. It's very frustrating. I don't know. And then after I went downstairs and again, my mom's like, I don't see why you have to tell everyone. But I'm like, because if I didn't, I'd go crazy. And and then she's like, oh, well, you don't see me telling everyone, even though I was upset too. And I'm like, well, I don't mind if you tell someone. And she's like, who am I going to tell? I'm like, well, I'm sorry if you don't have anyone to tell. But I do. And then, so she, also, oh, then she started, like, yelling at me for cleaning my room. Because then she said.
For cleaning your room?
No, not, about not cleaning my room. And so she's like, you know, well, how do you think I feel? Or go all out of my way to put you through college and you know.
Oh, yeah, the famous line.
Get you nice Christmas presents and come home and, like, your room's a mess and you don't listen and you won't even help your brother. I think that's what I hate, because now they're like, no, we never wanted you to write it for him. And they're just, like, lying now. And they're like, what are you talking about? Or... they're just being stupid. And then they say, we just wanted you to help him, and you won't even help him. And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, like, I went through, like, all his books and stuff and, like, underlined things that he should put in his paper and, like, did a bunch of stuff. And I sat with him, and I told him, like, exactly what to write, you know, went through that line and told him what to include. And then after I, like, did all that, he's like, I can't do it. And my parents were like, no, he can't do it. Kim, you have to help him more. And what can you do beyond that? The only thing you can do beyond that is to write the paper for him, you know? to, like, sit there and tell them what to write. And if I'm going to sit there and tell them what to write, I might as well just, like, you know, be at the typewriter and type it myself. But
at least he didn't capitulate too much.
I guess. Yeah, but since he only has 6 pages, I guess that's half his paper.
See, I know. I remember that was, like, the biggest pain in the ass with my teachers. They're like, oh, I'm only going to accept a paper, 3 to 5 pages. And, you know, what you do is you put your report, it's actually 5 pages. But then you add 3 pages of appendices. Now I'm like, well, it's not really part of the paper, but, you know, if you want to know any more information, you know, there it is. And this one is just like, yeah, all right, whatever. Well, nightmare's over.
Hopefully. I don't know.
Have your parents looked at the report?
I don't know.
Or does Brian just say, oh, I'm done, and your parents are like, fine?
I don't know. Hey, Brian, has Mom and Dad looked at the report?
Huh?
Have they looked at the report?
Mom did.
No, my mom did.
She did or didn't?
Yeah, she did. Shut up, Brian. Brian, he's like, oh, what happened to your door? My dad pushed it back in. Kind of. He just, like, hit it really hard, and it kind of went back into place.
What, on the other side?
Huh?
On the other side?
Yeah, on the door, because it, yeah, it punched out and whatever. I don't know. Yeah, so you won't get to see all the damage when you come over. But
damn.
Yeah. I'll demonstrate.
Don't worry, we are not going to worry about school or shit like that. We're not going to talk about it at all. We're just going to have a nice, relaxful vacation. It'll be beautiful.
That would be nice.
Okay?
Yeah. I do.
We'll watch movies. We'll read to each other. Maybe we'll go out. We'll, whatever comes naturally.
Yeah, like people.
I don't know. It'll be nice.
I promise you
that.
Oh, you know, well, I told you that my brother borrowed Ace Ventura, Pet Detective from the library, but I haven't had a chance to watch it. I wanted to watch it because there was a time when I didn't really have anything to do, and there's no one downstairs, but my sister was watching it, and she was, like, way into it. But it's funny because, like, I walked in at the scene when that song was playing in the jungle or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They were going at it.
Yeah, that's why in the second one, when I hear the song, I'm like, uh-oh, you know.
Yeah.
And I love his line. He's like, oh, I can't believe that happened. It's the first time this ever happened.
I must be tired.
Yeah. Like 3 times. Oh, okay, I'm rested.
Right. Ready for round 2?
Yeah.
Or 4? Or 5? We'll have to, I made a cool card. You know how my sister, had her, you know, I found, you know, the create your car own card thing in my sister's room. Well, I made a cool card. Very happy. So, I had lots of fun doing it, too. And, I don't know, she made a card, and she kind of copied me. But I guess that's what little sisters are for. First it was deciding to grow her bangs out, and so she'd have bangs like me, even though everyone's like, no, don't cut them. Or don't.
Wait, your sister cut her bangs?
She didn't cut them, she's letting them grow out, so they'll be like mine.
Oh.
Remember, you know, you didn't know that, oh, how did you not have bangs? Did you just cut them all?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about bangs.
She's like
a
dummy head.
I don't know anything about I mean, whenever my mom did her hair, she's like, comb, comb, brush, brush, done.
Yeah, I know. I just took a shower. I have to comb, brush my hair, comb it, whatever. I don't know. I just hope that, like, from now on, I can just kind of take it easy and not have people yelling at me and not have to yell back. I mean, it'll be cool because, like, Thursday you'll be here. And then, like, that time, that should be relaxing. Hopefully.
Did you take a bath?
Did I take a bath? No, I did not.
You did not?
Yeah, but I had a dream that I went into the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I was going to take a shower. And then, but my mom's in there, and she's, like, standing in front. She's like, you know the bathroom, my upstairs?
Yeah.
Well, she's, like, blocking, like, where, it's like, whatever, like, she's, my brother is, like, there going to the bathroom, and she's kind of, like, blocking so I can't see. And then, I don't know, they kind of disappeared. And then my sister, she's, like, going to get into the shower, and I'm, like, and then I'm like, Sandra, what are you doing? I want to get into the shower. I'm taking a shower. And so she, like, goes in the shower, and I'm like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to go in the shower. And whatever.
Wait, she took a shower with you, or what?
No, she just got in the shower. I wasn't in the shower yet. She went in, and I'm like, well, I don't care. I'm going to get in. Because I knew that she wouldn't take a shower with me, you know, and I knew that if I got in, she'd get out.
Uh-huh.
And so I got in. Wait, hold on. Okay, anyways, my sister told me a new cheer that someone came up with from some team. He goes, ding, ding, choo-choo train, guess who's coming down the lane, try why, or something stupid. But anyways, so when I got in the shower in my dream, and, you know, then my sister's there, and then she disappeared, and you were there, and...
Oh, this is a dream?
Yeah.
I thought this was real. I'm like, what?
You're a dummy head. I told you this was a dream.
I.
Okay, so this isn't my dream. That when, whatever. So then when that's why my brother and my mom disappeared. You know, people aren't usually able to do that in the real world.
Uh huh.
So in my dream when I got in, my sister disappeared and you were there, and you're like, hi Kim, and then it wasn't a shower anymore. It was like a bath, and we're just like laying there. And whatever. It was neat. So, did you get to talk to Chris today?
Yeah, didn't you?
No.
Oh, because you never called me back, so I figured you were having some long conversation.
What?
Yeah.
What happened? When did you talk to Chris?
Well, I did talk to him on the phone. It lasted like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, oh, I have to go out. Okay. And we'll drop by later on. It's like 3 o'clock. I'm watching the movie The Killing Field. I'm like starting to get sick. And I'm like, hey, why don't I go to Josh's house? So I went to Josh's house instead. And I was having a fun time there. I asked my parents, was Chris show up? No. And he was supposed to. And they would have told him, oh, he's at Alex's house, at Josh's house.
Uh-huh.
So I did not talk to him at all today, really.
No, I tried calling you. When I said I'd call you right back,
yeah.
So, well, first of all, I was about to pick up the phone, and then Tommy calls me again. Like, the phone rings,
yeah.
And it's Tommy, and he's like, because, you know, we weren't going out today, and so he's like, well, why don't we plan for tomorrow so that, you know, we know what's going on. But then my mom, she's like, no, I don't know. No one's going out unless the paper's done. And so I'm like, well, you know, we just want to get
paper. Does that include your sister?
What?
Does that include your sister?
No. And so she's like, I don't know, Kim. So, I don't know. Tommy's like, oh, so you're not allowed to do any planning now? I'm like, no. Well, we'll just talk about it tomorrow, because I'm not allowed to even plan for anything until tomorrow. So it was just dumb. And then, so then when I tried calling you again,
yeah,
that wasn't even that long, that conversation with Tommy, but I tried calling you again, and the phone was busy. And
oh.
I tried calling you lots of times, and the phone was busy.
That was my brother.
Yeah, well, so it wasn't my fault I didn't call you back, because then after that, I went and made the card, and then right after I made the card, that's when I called you. But then your brother answers the phone, and he's like, ah. And so, whatever, and that's when you left, and you said to call back at 6. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I just want
to... Josh invited me to go to his house for New Year's, and I might or might not do it, I don't know.
Oh.
Which, if I do, that means I walk over. I'm not going to drive.
You don't walk to Josh's house? How far is he?
Ooh, a big trek. I just go up the hill, across the street, down the hill.
Hmm.
I can do it in like 5 minutes.
Wow.
But
yeah, but it'll be dark. It is dark.
Yeah, so what? suck it
up.
Are
you scared?
No.
Some, like, big woman might, like, jump out of the woods and attack you.
Well, okay, let me think. When I was younger and I started walking to Josh's house, my big fear was Satan would get me, okay?
Oh, boy.
I thought he would just jump out of the woods and grab me.
Well.
Then I was afraid that Satanists would get me. And that was a bigger fear. I was like, oh, my God, they're going to use me for animal sacrifice or something like that.
Nah, you're not good enough.
Yeah, thank God. And, oh, I got baptized today, really
quick. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really, when did that happen?
What was it, like 3:30?
Oh, well, congratulations, Alexi Poo.
Yeah, kind of had to be done.
Now I'll have to make you a happy baptism card.
Josh felt so awkward.
Why?
Because Josh did it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because, like, I'm like... And Josh, because I'm like, look, Josh, this is the deal. And Josh knew to begin with. And Josh is like, okay. And he's like, okay. And then he looks at the catechism that we have. Okay. He looks back. Okay. Josh, are we a little nervous? Okay. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, Josh, no big deal. Don't worry about it. So we did bada beam, bada boom, and it's like over. So mm-hmm. Like,
well, you're baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, then you do the Lord's Prayer afterwards.
Right.
So, and Josh is kind of like, I think I stressed Josh out so much doing that,
uh-huh.
that he's like, okay, hold a second. He's like, afterwards, he's like fumbling for his pack of cigarettes, and he's like smoking a cigarette, and he's like, it's like halfway done. He puts it out and he lights a new one. I'm like, Josh, are we a little nervous? No. I just wasn't expecting to do it myself. I'm like, yeah, I know, but if you didn't do it, then I wouldn't have a chance to see your pastor, and then it would probably be June.
Would it be much different if you had his pastor do it, or?
No, he says the same thing. It's like the one thing. Well, actually, yeah. It's like the one thing that any layman's allowed to do. Oh, well, actually, see, with Protestantism, we only have two sacraments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that one can be done by anyone.
Okay.
So.
And what's the other sacrament?
Holy Communion.
Oh. Because I remember, like our baptisms are just, I don't know, they take a while sometimes. It depends. Not a while, not long. Well, I mean, because it depends. Like, if you do individual things, sometimes they have a mass along with it.
Yeah. No, because Josh was like, okay, let's get this down. And I think Josh said he didn't feel uncomfortable doing it. He just... And he knew it was okay. It's an okay thing to do, okay?
Yeah.
But he just was nervous, okay?
Sure.
And so he goes to me, and he's like, wait, is your full name Alexander? I'm like, Josh, no. And he's like, oh, okay. What's your middle name again? David. And then he's like, see, you know, it doesn't really flow. It's like Alex, David, Rodriguez.
Yeah,
like,
your name doesn't flow.
And I'm like, yeah, I know. That's what's so cool about it. It's like punctuated. It's like Alex, David, Rodriguez.
No, I think that sucks.
No, I love it.
No, it sucks.
Meanwhile, Josh is like, well, I have Joshua Stephen Danielson. And that does flow. Okay? I'm
my
like,
name flows, too.
Kimberly Ann Klimczyk. More or less, yeah.
What do you mean more or less? It flows very well. Yours doesn't. Yours should be like...
No, I like it
like
the way it is.
Eric's was like Eric Alexander Manyhart. Of course, his name's funny anyway. Everything about him is stupid, but still, it's normal. Like, if you were, let's see, what would be a good middle name for you? Alex.
No, I love the way it is, because it's punctuated.
Alex Aaron Rodriguez.
No, it's like Alex David Rodriguez.
Alex Raul Rodriguez.
Oh, please, I would never take a name like that.
How about, who was the guy in Spain? Oh, did it begin with an R?
You know, see, that's the thing that you assume. You assume if I had to pick a name,
I'm
it would be
Hispanic. I'm just kidding. I do that because I know it vexes you.
I mean, I'm going to pick any name. any ethnic name, it would be something like Otto. But I'm not an Otto, so I wouldn't pick an ethnic name. It would be a very flat name like John or Brian or, you know, something like that. It's a very flat, non-ethnic name.
I know, Alex, but that's why. Like, whenever you're like, so what do you want to name our kids? I would say, like, Raul or Juanita.
I'd be like, I mean, that's why I'm in.
Well, but, you know, it would be funny, though, if the kids were, like, blonde hair, blue eyes, to be like, I am, like, Juanita Rodriguez. What? Doesn't make any sense.
That's why I'm not planning to have a kid and name him Juan.
I know. That would be so funny, though.
No. No, the kid's going to. See, that's why you don't name kids that stuff. You don't name kids so the kid gets tortured later on.
Well, I know.
That's like if your last name's Stein, and naming your kid Frank N.
Shut up. That's different, because people wouldn't make fun of someone because their name was, like, Hispanic, but, and, you know, they were fair-skinned and blonde-haired or whatever. It just, like, makes someone look twice. You, like, take a little double take. Oh, wait, hold on. Brian, get that shirt off. Oh, hold on.
You can't do it now.
Okay.
Yeah, back. What happened this time?
My brother is insisting on using the computer, but since I'm on the phone, I'd like him to. And since the conversation is being recorded, I don't really want him bothering me.
Yeah.
While it's happening.
Oh, I have to tell you about what Chris and I did. When
what? Oh, you did tell me at the end.
Yeah.
When you added all the.
Yeah, you know. The good thing, they never found out that we were involved in that bomb, you know.
Right.
And
well, so did were you able to pull that off, you know?
Yeah, it was really good, you know. I mean, fortunately, we never got our names attached to it. You know, we had those guys, Timothy, you know, I call him Timmy McVeigh. And, you know, what was his name? I forget his first name. Yeah, I didn't really like him. Nichols, you know, those two guys. You know, they did a pretty good job in Oklahoma, you know. You know, so, you know, and they got caught, but they're taking the rap for it, not me, so. And, you know, we imported all that cocaine from Colombia.
Enough. Stop. Okay, who am I? Stop.
Me?
Good job. Okay, who am I? Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Why do you do things like that?
Because I need to relax at times. That's how I relax. It's
actually,
like,
you know what? Do you realize how much I was doing that today? Like, my sister came in or whatever. Like, we were making cards. I'm like, hey, Cassandra, there's my colored pencils. Go get them. They're in the box. I have to get my colored pencils. And she's like, and then she was like, Kim, don't use all my paper. I'm like, that is all my paper. I'm like, there's no paper left in the world. I was like, whatever. She's like, what's wrong with you? My brother, he's like, Kim, what the heck? So, like, never act that way. Thank you for effect on me. You know what? I never told you this, but remember that day we were playing I Spy? And I spied something green. You be quiet. We're not playing now. But I spied something green, and he said, your stapler? And then I was like, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, my stapler wasn't on the desk, but I did get the new stapler I got for Christmas. That was green, so I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But, like, well, I didn't say it when you were guessing because I thought it was green. But, I mean, like, I actually thought it was blue-green, which it kind of is. But, like, when I thought it was blue-green, I thought it was more blue than green. But actually when I had it, like, when I saw it next time, I realized it was more green than blue. So I would say it was green. I just thought it was funny because
yeah.
You didn't know I had a new. I mean, you knew I had a new stapler, but you didn't know what it looked like. And then you guessed it was green.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a hug. Ooh, the ones you gave me.
I still have to say that when we were playing I Spy that night, the best one was the second green one, not the first one. I'm like, your high school diploma? Shut up! You're not supposed to get on the first one. I'm like. And you're like, That was really hard.
Alexi Poo, how come you haven't checked your email?
What? I woke up like at 12 o'clock.